This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We are now at part 29 of Resolving Conflict. And today, we take a look in Matthew, the 5th chapter, and from verse 43, Jesus, he has just started his Sermon on the Mount. And he starts this off by saying, teaching about love for enemies. Jesus says this in verse 43. You have heard the law say, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. And then Jesus is radical and he says this. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even the corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how much different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Love your enemies. My word. I've often talked on this broadcast about easy love and difficult love. Those people that are very easy to love. You meet them, you know you can love them immediately because you love their personality, you love everything about them. And so they're very easy to love. Then you come across those who are difficult, people that are very, very difficult and needy and pushy. And you think, how can I love this person? But you're called to love that person. Sometimes you don't even like them, but you're called to love them. So that's easy and difficult love. But Jesus takes this a stage further. And he says, love your enemies. Now, normally speaking, if you were in a battle, in a war, you would hate your enemies, normally speaking. When we look at the wars that are going around the world now, when we look at what is happening in the world, we hate what we see. We dislike it intensely. But those that are causing us problems, those that are causing us danger, Jesus is saying this. We're called to love them. We are called to love those. He then goes one stage further and says, what about those that are persecuting you? What are you supposed to do with the ones that are persecuting you personally? You are to love them. And you are to pray for them. These are Jesus' words. And what I love at the beginning of this is he says in verse 43, you've heard the law that says, love your enemy, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. He says, but I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. And this is one of the reasons why the scribes and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law in Judea at that time were after him. Because he was turning the law on its head. Because Jesus knew that he had brought grace. With him came grace. With his birth that we celebrate at Christmas time came grace. God's unmerited favor upon our lives. God's unmerited favor. We didn't deserve it. But God, through Jesus Christ, brought that. And therefore, if Jesus is saying to us now, we must love those that persecute us, we must love our enemies, that is exactly what we must do. But beloved, we can't do it alone. You know that. We have to do it with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the Comforter. We have no choice in that. And that is why we spend this time in worship. That is why we are spending this time, so that we can become so intimate with God. And I know this, I know this, that I know this, that I know this. The time is very, very short. I watched a video on Facebook yesterday, only yesterday. And this person was talking about a dream he had had. Well, rather, no, he had a vision. He saw this very clearly. He saw that the Lord was saying to him, "Son, the time is up. The time is up." He looked at his watch, and there was no face on his watch. He looked at the clock on his computer, and there was no time there. He looked at the clock on the mantelpiece, and it was devoid of hands. And the Lord was telling him, "The time is up." And the Lord told this man to tell people about this, because time is up. And then the following morning, he had a phone call from his father, and his father says, "I need to speak to you, son." And the son said, "What is it, Dad?" He said, "I had a dream last night, the strangest dream." And his father said, "I looked at my watch and there were no hands on the watch. And I felt God saying, time is up." And that was the confirmation that the son needed. Beloved, I believe this so much, that the time is up. We don't have time to mess about anymore. So we need to contact those that we love, those that we care for. We need to contact them and tell them that the time is nearly up. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back very, very soon. Beloved, know this. Because the time is so short, we need to get our lives right and straight. We need to look toward Jesus and say, "Lord God Almighty, help us as we struggle with this issue of love. Help us as we try to love those that persecute you and to persecute us, Lord." This is important. This is so important because, as I've said, the time is so short. And as I sit here talking to you right now, I sense it more than ever. I sense it more than ever that we don't have a choice. And therefore, resolving conflict has to be the way forward, the only way forward. And the only way we can do that is with the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to keep our eyes focused on Him. And we need to declare those words. "Father, I place my hands at your disposal. Lord God, I place my life in your hands. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, teach me how to love those that persecute me. Teach me how to love them properly, the way that you would have me love them. Because because you are my Lord. You are my Savior. Beloved, I feel the time is so short that we should be telling our friends and our loved ones about the Lord Jesus Christ, and if they've heard it before, then know this, they need to hear it again. They need to hear how close we are. You know, when I talk to someone who is not saved, and I talk to them about the end of the world, they sense it too. They sense that this world cannot continue in the way it is going at the moment. It is spiraling out of control. And because of that, something is going to happen. And we as Christians know what that something is. You know, I watched a movie not that long ago with, what's his name? I can't remember the actor's name now. Nicolas Cage, in a movie called, I can't even remember the title of the movie either. Isn't it crazy? But it was about the end times. It was about the rapture. And he was a pilot. And it was about the devastation that was caused by the rapture. These people just disappeared. They went to be with the Lord in glory. They were just gone. One minute they were there, the next they were gone. I know that is our inheritance. I know that that is what is going to happen. Beloved, the time is short. And now is the time for you and I to get our lives right. For he will come, says the Bible, like a thief in the night. For now is the time for us to get our lives right and to say, Lord, teach me how to love those that persecute me. You are my Lord, and you are my God. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives. Keep us close to you, Lord Jesus, I pray. And I am praying collectively now, Father, for those who are gathered listening to Worship Radio 247 online, because I believe we are a church, and I believe we are a church that you have called. And so, Lord, we give you the glory and we give you the honor, and I ask you now in Jesus' name to pour that supernatural love into our lives so that we can love supernaturally those that you have called us to love. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.